where burnout comes from is one, I'm working hard and don't perceive I'm accomplishing anything. It's like being on the treadmill, but I'm not even getting a workout. Like, I don't feel like I'm making a difference in anybody's life.
This is Growth in Dentistry, a dental intelligence podcast where we ask the question, what does growth in dentistry look like to you? I'm Katie Polson, a dental hygienist and your host.
Welcome to another episode of Growth in Dentistry, a dental intelligence podcast. I am Katie Polson, a dental hygienist and subject matter expert here at Dental Intel. Before we get started, I want to invite you to join our Facebook dental intelligence community. Come join like-minded data nerds and come learn from one another. Also, if you have a question for our CEO, Wesson Lunsford, you can go to our podcast page at dentalintel.com and record one. He will answer those at a future Q&A episode. Now on to our show today. We are talking about burnout in dentistry and continuing our conversation. And with me to do that, my co-host is Tyler Johnson. Trusty Tyler. You can always rely on Tyler. And we have an amazing guest today, Steve Anderson. Steve Anderson has for over three decades studied and applied, proven and proclaimed all human action is grounded in natural law. He's a behavioral physicist. He identifies the applicable natural laws, educates and designs systems to accomplish predictable, consistent results. Steve has spoken at major industry meetings and conventions in North America, Australia, and the United Kingdom, conducted hundreds of seminars, and worked with thousands of businesses and organizations to increase their productivity and profits through the application of over 101 natural laws. He has written over 100 articles for industry publications, authored 5 books, produced dozens of audio and video learning programs, and he hosts 2 monthly programs viewed by thousands around the world interested in boosting productivity and profits. Steve is the founder of a dozen businesses, including the Crown Council and International Industry Association that now spans 3 continents, Smiles for Life Foundation, which has raised over $32 million in the last 12 years for children's charities worldwide, and Eagle U, which I think is really great, a nonprofit foundation that provides success education for high school students and college students. Steve and his wife, Cheryl, live in Dallas, Fort Worth area, and they have 7 children. He's a pretty incredible guy, and I'm really glad you're here.
That is quite the intro.
Yes.
Steve's a pretty incredible guy.
Yeah, welcome. We're so glad you're here.
Hey, good to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, so Tyler, just so you know, Steve and I met probably a couple years ago now because we lost a year because of the pandemic.
Yeah, no doubt.
And he was speaking at a social media conference. I had just gotten my graduate degree in communication and was doing social media for my practice. And so I just thought I'd go to this conference, and I'd never heard Steve speak before. And while he was speaking, I was like, yeah, yeah. I just kept saying, yeah, in my mind. Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah,
guy
yeah,
has it all.
Yeah. Yes. And so I went up to him after like a stalker. And,
no doubt.
And
sounds about right.
Just said, hey, we have so many, I just believe so many of the same things. And ever since then, we've been friends. And anybody that has the opportunity to have even just like a little bit of inspiration from Steve is lucky. Like, honestly, so excited to be able to hear from you today. So you and your team have helped and are currently helping many practices create great teams and complete even better dentistry. I've heard you talk about it. I've seen it in practice with my own eyes, and we've all had to pivot over the pandemic. I know that you guys have majorly had to pivot over the pandemic, but I'm sure you've seen the effects firsthand as you guys have gone on. Give us a take on, I know burnout definitely existed before the pandemic in dentistry, but right now in relation to the pandemic, what have you guys seen, and what do you think is causing the prevalence of burnout right now with people in dentistry?
It's a really good question. I'm going to give you 2 ingredients that I think are at the root of it. And this is actually based on a model that we developed originally around practice culture, about the kind of work environment that you create in your practice, which I think I've never met a team member that said they didn't want a great place to work. I mean, it's like,
right?
You ask everybody, yes, I want a great place. Nobody ever says, you know, just pay me well and abuse me. It's okay. No, everybody wants a great place to work. And so that's what culture is it's a great place to work. It's the behavioral and the values and the systems that you have in place around which you work every day. So let me give you two ingredients that I think are critically important to that either build enthusiasm and energy in the practice or contribute to burnout. So one of those is accomplishment. So the way I define accomplishment is arriving at a predetermined destination, setting a goal, putting all the pieces in place that you need to do to reach that goal, and then reaching it. So you set a goal, you reach it, you set a goal, you reach it. And so when we do that, that builds enthusiasm. We can see progress and we can move forward and say, yep, man, nailed that one. Now I can go on to the next one, the next one. That builds energy and enthusiasm. So accomplishment is one piece of the puzzle. Then
and Steve,
the other,
how much, real quick, before you move on to the other one, how much of that is personal accomplishment versus team accomplishment?
Or work, yeah.
Right? Like as a team, we have this goal and we're accomplishing things. We can see progress as a team versus how much of it is I have a personal goal and I'm accomplishing that, right?
Yeah.
How much do you feel is that balance?
They're intertwined.
Awesome.
Right. They both have to support each other.
The more personal goals I'm hitting, the better our team is going to do, obviously. And if everybody's doing that, we're moving forward as a team much better. We're all rowing in the same direction, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
So the second ingredient is what I define as success. We throw around that word a lot in our culture, and it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So let me define it. The definition of success that appeals to me the most is one that Earl Nightingale promoted for decades. And he was kind of considered to be one of the real fathers of self-help in America. And he defines success as the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Okay, so let me contrast it. Accomplishment is arriving at a predetermined destination. But success, according to that definition, is it's ongoing. Is am I every day living up to and experiencing the things that matter most to me? Right. Mm-hmm. So it's what I call emotional income. Do I feel fulfilled? And fulfillment comes, I believe, in being on purpose. Is am I doing things every day that fit my purpose of who I perceive I am and what I'm, you know, what I want to be? So accomplishment is the doing, and the success is the fulfillment and the being. So when you put those two things together, if things are working in both areas, then that's what I consider to be wealth, being rich in life, not just in money, but in every area of life. So let's go back to burnout. Where burnout comes from is one, I'm working hard and don't perceive I'm accomplishing anything. It's like being on the treadmill, but I'm not even getting a workout. It's like I'm running hard. I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not accomplishing anything. And it just feels like no matter what I do, I just stay in the same place. So no accomplishment. And then on the flip side, I am totally wasted on the inside with no fulfillment. Like I don't feel like I'm making a difference in anybody's life, right? So if I get no emotional fulfillment and I'm not accomplishing anything, I'm broke and depressed.
Yeah.
And yeah. So therein lies the hole in a lot of ways. If things weren't dialed in during the COVID period, yeah, there was some additional work required, additional PPE, additional requirements, the whole thing. Yeah, it was more work to accomplish the same thing. And if I'm not on purpose with what I feel like I'm trying to accomplish with people, yeah, 100%, the burnout thing
that makes sense.
Can rise.
Definitely, that makes sense. And probably, well, for a lot of people, it made them take a really good look and see at themselves and see, do I feel like I am accomplishing my personal success? Because I think a lot of people change they had a wake-up call of like, this is not where I'm not feeling fulfillment right here. Like maybe I just doing what I always have done.
I think, Katie, it could be two things. It may have been an event, an experience that for some people, they realized that they maybe didn't have a purpose and maybe it was time to get one. Mm-hmm. So that's right. One set.
Yeah.
And then there's another set that's like, maybe this isn't the real purpose that I thought was important. So maybe it's time to make a change. And then there's a third set, which is I was on purpose, but I'm not willing to make these changes and work this hard to keep pursuing it. Yeah. So I think there's no one specific underlying for everybody. I think there's a lot, there's a lot of things going on. So,
and I think that ladder that you said that I had a purpose, my purpose was to take care of my patients, but I'm not willing to work this hard to make it happen.
Yeah, it's too much of a hassle.
That rings true for, I think, a lot of the hygienists that I know that have left the field of dentistry.
Yeah. The one thing about that, I think now we've moved through several different stages of this. And operationally, I think in most cases, things have normalized a bit. I mean, I think there were some real clear things that were put in place early on. And now that there's clear science behind what the nature of the virus is and how to really deal with it, then we've been able to kind of dial some of that back and say, okay, this is what we really need and the whole deal. And so in most environments that in practices we're working in now, I'm not going to say business as usual, but there's been a pivot. There was kind of a ramping up. Now it's normalized and now we're moving forward in a productive way. And, right now dentistry is experiencing a huge boom. I mean, there's a lot going on. It's very, very good.
I know it's not what I expected coming out of the other side of a pandemic. Yeah. I did not expect to be busier than ever.
That's right. And that's what's going on. Is there's a lot of good that's come through this. So I think, on the burnout side, here's one of the pieces of it. I've kind of come to the conclusion that life's a lot like poker. The two of you are probably not poker players. Neither am I.
Yeah, but I've played. I'm just not good.
the word picture is you don't have any control in the hand you're dealt, right? Mm-hmm. When you're playing poker, you dealt a hand. You have no control over that. And to some degree in life, we can't control every card we're dealt. There's some we can, but we can't control every card we dealt. And so one of the real secrets, I think, is coming up with your personal formula for playing the hand you're dealt. What's your strategy for dealing with the unexpected? Because we all have the unexpected personally and professionally. So how do you deal with that? Do you have a strategy that helps you navigate through that? We've had a huge wake-up call worldwide over the last year and a half on the importance of mental health. We've had some interesting lessons on that this week in the Olympics and the athletes and how important mental health is, and something that has not been real widely discussed as much until now. And it's like, how do you deal with the unexpected and the stress and the whole deal? What are the strategies that you can put in place to do that? And so I think a lot of times burnout comes from doing and not doing anything to do what I call take care of the goose. You're all familiar with the Aesop's fable of the goose and the golden egg. And if all you're doing is getting the golden eggs and just charging forward without taking care of the production source, then burnout's going to come. It is a natural cause and effect. If all you do is push the gas and you don't stop to maintain the car and change the oil and gas it up, you will run out of gas and be on the side of the road.
Yeah.
That's a natural concept.
I love that analogy. Love that analogy because it's so true. If you don't take care of yourself and in a more broad term, and we look at data all the time, if you don't take care of your practice, you don't take the time to step back and take care of your staff and your practice, you're going to get burned out really quickly.
100%. So here's another piece of it, I think, that adds to the equation, which is there is a principle that that I needs to be more widely taught around what we call recovery. And that usually is a term that's used in like addiction. That's not the context I'm using here.
Right.
For example, let's say if I handed you a 5-pound brick and I asked you to hold it out, you know, hold your arm just straight out. How long could you do that?
2 seconds.
Maybe a minute or two. But if I said, okay, hold it out for 5 seconds and then put it down for 30 seconds and then pick it back up, five, put it down for 30. How long could you do that?
Maybe 2 minutes.
I mean, but with rest,
yes. Right, way with longer. Rest in between, absolutely.
Potentially you could do that.
You don't fatigue that muscle.
Right. And so what makes the difference? Recovery time, mm-hmm. right? In other words, we all have to have recovery time to build up, right, the energy and the resources to be able to go produce. So I think that's one of the other pieces is when there's an extended period of work, stress, and no recovery time, yeah, you're going to get burned out. Your system mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically is going to say, I can't, you know, you can't keep doing this to me. You gotta stop.
Your body will force you to stop. Yeah, at some point, for sure. Yeah, so absolutely.
If there's, you take all of those pieces, and if there is some learning that's come out of this experience for all of us, it's, yeah, all those things are important. Yes, accomplishment's important. Yes, success is important. Having progressive, you know, what you're being and how you experience it, having fulfillment in your work, giving yourself recovery time so you can go back in and be charged up and enthusiastic about what you, all those components. What are you doing to build your mental toughness, your mental health? All those things are critically important for all of us, regardless of the occupation, regardless of what we do, everybody needs to do that.
Yeah, no, and I like the idea of taking a step back, taking a breath, and remembering your why, remembering your purpose, because when you go back, that's what's going to drive you. Like you said at the beginning, it's that what is success? It's that continual, right? I'm remembering my purpose all the time and I'm always driving toward that. It's not just one accomplishment. I've arrived. It's like, okay, well, what's next, right? You always have to continually take a step back, remember your why, and drive forward toward that every single time you're with your patients, because when you're with them, you got to be on your game, right? You want to give the best possible care to your patients. And the only way that you can do that is give them the best possible you.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a really good insight. And that's a lot easier said than done. It has to be purposeful. You have to make time for it. I mean, I watched my dad take Fridays. It was his day, you know what I mean? To focus on the business, focus on himself. But that was purposeful, right? Like if he just went work, I just got to keep my hands in my mouth so we can keep making money. This has been Growth in Dentistry, a Dental Intelligence podcast. Special thanks to our guest, Stephen Anderson from Total Patient Services, the Crown Council, and Smiles for Life. You can find him at steve@totalpatientservice.com. Links will be in our show notes. Be sure to catch part 2 of this episode that will be released next week. You can find those links from this episode and other great information by visiting our webpage at dentalintel.com. Thank you to Tyler Johnson for joining me today and our amazing marketing department for all their help on this episode. I'm Katie Polson. Keep growing.